So in amongst all this media furore, we're almost entirely sure that Osama bin Laden is in fact dead. But what about the legacy? Has the handling of his demise strengthened the idea of bin Laden as martyr or heroic leader, giving him an almost brand-like presence? In the media, the US has chosen to be triumphant in revealing its decision to kill Osama bin Laden. Some are saying this public celebration has gone on too long and too far. Since the death of the Al-Qaeda leader, reports have been few and far between, and those that do come out seem to be sketchy in terms of details, with contradictory evidence suggesting that he wasn't armed and he did not use his wife as a human shield. The continuing mystery and speculation surrounding his death may invigorate the idea of the brand of Osama bin Laden. Nathan Coates caught up with Michael McKinley, the Australian National University's terrorism expert.
In the media, US officials are trying to walk the thin line between celebrating the killing of Osama bin Laden and promoting some kind of fair and measured justice. How is the celebration likely to impact on bin Laden's sympathisers?
Not very well, it has to be said. If you can cast back to when 9/11 itself took place, there was news coverage of celebrations in some parts of the Arab and Islamic world, and people rightfully said this was, you know, obscene and these people were barbarians. Now what we're seeing is a whole lot of people rushing onto the streets of the United States, even like at Penn State University, 5,000 to 6,000 students celebrated, most of whom would not fully have understood 9/11. So what you've got is a sense in which this is a celebration that's gone too far, and that actually undermines any justice that might be claimed by the Obama administration for the event.
And how do you think that's likely to impact on terrorist groups, Al-Qaeda, for example?
I don't think it's going to add too much to the animus they have against the United States and the West more generally. What it will do, I suppose, is add to the anti-Americanism, which is much more widely spread than just Al-Qaeda and some of the groups that model themselves on it. And it's one of those things which I think even in the West, some people might say was a celebration that was unnecessary.
So there's also still some mystery related to the killing of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, the military operation and Pakistan's involvement, whether he in fact had a gun or not, and the reported sea burial. Could the mystery serve to create a legend or even to reinvent the bin Laden brand?
It could. It could. I mean, bearing in mind that U.S. intelligence hasn't been entirely honest some of the time, or rather the use of intelligence by various recent American administrations hasn't been very honest, there is a sense in which some people will regard reports of his death rather skeptically. But there is apparently the DNA evidence. There are photographs which have now been released. The burial at sea, you know, there are, if you like, understandable reasons for that having been done, even if a number of Muslim clerics have said it didn't accord properly with Islamic requirements. But this is an area where you're always going to get some mystification. And I don't know how it can be solved. They can maybe have film of it. And I would say there's a lot more photographic and video documentation available, for example, to the president and the administration, which will ever be made public.
Mm. In the trials of Slobodan Milosevic and Saddam Hussein, there was some ability created to report on their characters. Both of these individuals engaged in defiant rants throughout their trials and probably illuminated their lack of balance and compassion. In not bringing Osama bin Laden to trial, did the world miss an opportunity to showcase his real character?
I think so. Bringing him to trial would have been difficult, and many of us thought down the years that the United States would always find it more desirable to have him shot rather than captured and tried. Nevertheless, had he been captured and tried, that would have been, I think, a far greater political and psychological and even legal triumph than the one that the United States is currently proclaiming.
Michael McKinley, a terrorism expert from ANU, speaking there to Nathan Coates.